From Rhythm City Casino Studios, I'm Aaron Dale, and this is your Vintage Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by Farmers National Bank, with locations in Provincetown, Geneseo, and Morrison. Farmers National Bank has been serving local communities since 1902, and they offer solutions for all your deposit needs, from checking to savings products. Find more information at farmersnationalbank.bank or stop by your local office. Farmers National Bank, member FDIC. The televised Democratic debate last night featured frontrunner Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Michael Bloomberg, who was able to take advantage of a recent rule change in the Democratic Party to become eligible for the debate. The Boy Scouts of America, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, has revealed the organization holds over $1 billion in assets, including $680 million in stocks and bonds, $55 million in cash, and $102 million in property. There is now contention as to whether separate Boy Scout councils should also be included in the group's total net worth. Morgan Stanley is moving to acquire stock trading eSight E-Trade for $13 billion, an announcement that sent E-Trade shares up 24%. Morgan Stanley has 3 million clients and $2.7 trillion in assets before the acquisition. In local news, Governor Pritzker's State of the Budget address was last night and featured a proposed $40.7 billion budget that did include an increase in education spending. Just after a day of having parents complain at the board meeting, Bettendorf Schools have announced they are starting a safety advisory committee, asking for volunteers. The committee will be tasked with identifying safety issues at the schools and making recommendations to solve the issues. This has been your News on the Hour, brought to you by Farmers National Bank, member FDIC.